And Robin, bacon isn't the only traditional breakfast item that's getting more expensive. The cost of coffee, which more than 80% of Americans drink, is also going up. Coffee bean prices have roughly doubled since January. That's partly due to a drought in Brazil. Brazil is the world's biggest producer of the most common type of roasting beans. But where you buy your daily cup will determine whether you're paying more for it or not. On the line to explain that is Alan Bierga of Bloomberg News. Alan, welcome.
Hello.
So, Alan, tell me, let's say I buy at Starbucks. Am I going to feel the price increase there?
Starbucks is going to have a little bit more ability to manage some of these price increases than other companies. You know, coffee is a global market. It's a commodity market. And as you were saying, there's certainly been a big jump in prices in the recent months, and that's going to affect consumers. But if you're Starbucks, you can source from a lot of different places. And if you're looking for a commodity-grade coffee, if you don't particularly care about the origins or the story behind your coffee, you can have coffee from Thailand or Vietnam or the Horn of Africa, and that will make up somewhat for some of the supply shortfalls you might be seeing out of Brazil.
So where might we feel increases? Where would you have to be buying your daily cup where you might actually notice that it's a little bit more pricey?
Well, there's been a lot of places that have been having problems. You've already been talking a lot about the drought in Brazil. You're also dealing in Central America with the worst epidemic in 40 years of coffee leaf rust. That's a disease that's really been hurting some presentations in Panama, El Salvador, Costa Rica. So if you're buying Central American coffee, you're dealing with a shorter supply there. Brazil is also having some issues. And interestingly enough, once again, this is how commodities markets work. Vietnam, even though it had a good crop this year, their farmers are actually holding back some of their supplies in warehouses because they see the shortage coming along the way, and they're thinking they might get a little bit better price a little bit later than what they're getting now. So even a place like that where you've had a good crop, you may actually see a little bit of it withheld from the market, which just supports that higher price level we've been seeing.
I also read that this price hike of coffee beans really caught the industry off guard, in particular because recently we were at a somewhat historic low. So why this pivot all of a sudden?
Oh, there's just been this huge volatility in price in recent months. If we had been speaking 3 months ago, we would have been talking about the depression in the coffee industry and how it was going to shake some of the smaller players out. You know, you were looking at especially those Central American countries that were really struggling with some of the shortages in the midst of this big awash in coffee market we seem to be having. There were really some hard times for some of these growers and some of these smaller companies, but Brazil is such a market driver. And when you have a problem with Brazilian weather, it's going to reverberate worldwide. So when you saw this drought start to hit in South America, you just saw these prices get fed up and fed up and fed up, and that's completely reversed the story from where it was even a few months ago. People think that maybe some of the worst is over in terms of the weather, which may mitigate some of these price increases. But yes, this drought just transformed the market, and that's what we're dealing with now for the next few months.
Alan, Americans have certainly shown that they're willing to pay quite a bit for a cup of coffee. But do you have any sense of where's the cutoff? How expensive does it have to get where we start seeing demand go down and people drinking less coffee?
Oh, that is an interesting question. You know, coffee is one of those commodities. It's kind of like gasoline, you know.
You need it.
Well, you need it, and people test the limits for it. I mean, it is a form of fuel, right?
Right.
And so that's a really great question. And I tell you, I hesitate to answer it because I've been wrong in the past. It's amazing what if for some people, like at a Starbucks or a Caribou Coffee or a Pete's, it seems like there's that $4, you know,
threshold.
Price point, that threshold, which interestingly enough is kind of similar to gasoline. So, you know, to have that to fuel the fire of a debate. But if you're looking at certain audiences, I mean, there are people who will pay amazing amounts of money for a premium cup of coffee. I mean, you have a specialty market that's almost becoming like fine wine. I mean, I have seen $12 a cup. And people buying it,
really?
You know, in very small mugs because there's just that elite audience for it. Now, that's not what we're talking about with Brazil, which is the world's largest producer of Robusta coffee. And that's a very much a commodity-grade blend. But again, the entire market is interrelated in some ways or another. And it's an always shifting market. And the price points, hey, look, 20 years ago, who would have thought that people would be paying some of the premium prices for coffee that they are now?
Sure.
As I said before, there's sort of that $4 price point. But, you know, if people need it and they want it and it tastes good and they've got the income, you know, knock yourselves out. It's a way to support an industry, right?
That's Alan Bierga of Bloomberg News. Alan, thank you.
Thank you.